happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode 154 of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. I am your host, the self-knighted Sir Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I'm joined here, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight, Mara?
I'm good. It's hot as balls out, but I'm good.
Yeah, it is hot out there. Still hot. It's like, that's not that bad now. I'm looking now, it's only like 70-something now. But it was hot as fuck earlier. But yeah.
I remember what it is up here, and it's 82 right here in New York. We're under severe thunderstorm watch.
That was us earlier.
I'm okay with that though. I like thunderstorms.
Yeah, we have flash flood warnings and shit. It was, you know.
Like, I also get tornado warnings, and I don't really like that.
I did hear a siren yesterday, so it was just like, oh, am I gonna die? No, it didn't happen.
Day to day.
Yeah. But yeah, we're not here to talk about the weather, though. We're here to talk about the Arrowverse on the CW. That'd be Supergirl.
However, we can do a special on the weather if you guys really want it.
I'd rather not. Let's okay. Not do that. Let's talk about the Arrowverse on the CW. You know, Supergirl, Flash, Legend of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman and Lois, you know, all them. I named all of them, but really we're only talking about The Flash this week because that's the only thing that came on. But other shows came on, but they were all reruns. So, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say other stuff came on.
Yeah, reruns. You know, Superman and Lois rerun, Batwoman rerun, you know. I think there was a Legends rerun too, but But yeah, let's talk about this episode of The Flash because it was a doozy. What was the name of the episode, Mar?
I'm going to go with POW. However, POW is also...
It's also valid.
Yeah.
It's also a very plausible name for the episode. But POW is most likely what it was. You know, them capturing Godspeed and all and being a prisoner of war and that shit. You know, that's, you know, probably what it was. However... We kicked this episode off with Barry dreaming about Nora again. She said, like, the future's changed. Shit's gone bad. Help me, Dad. You know, that kind of shit.
Like, please.
Help me, please. But
Barry wakes up and finds out that, you know, it's just a dream. And it's also like... At first, it's like, yeah, there's a Godspeed War in the dream. And it's like, no. Godspeed War is also going on in real life.
Yeah, Godspeed's just going to war in the streets of Central City. Just. Whew. And then apparently Barry got jumped out at City Hall while he was trying to save some folks. It's rough, man. It's rough in them streets right now.
Because Godspeeds are attacking people, apparently also in their homes.
Yeah, because reasons.
And they're moving unpredictably. Like, they can't figure out where they're going to show up next, what they're doing, why they're fighting. Because these other six Godspeeds that want Barry's speed, and then there's six that randomly saved him.
Yeah, that don't want Barry speed and don't want the others to get Barry speed. And yeah.
Then they're like, oh, we don't care about your speed. We're good outside of that.
Yeah. So Cecile's like, yo, I haven't heard from Joe. Anybody heard from him? And Chester's like, yeah, well, that makes sense. There's this whole barrier around because of what Godspeeds are doing. And later on, you find out Joe can't get a signal and Kramer can't get a signal because old dude is jamming their shit too. So it's just bad street all over the place for communicating.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, you thought you were going to be able to talk with your team? You're not.
Yeah. So yeah, Joe and Kramer got out of the car on time. And what was that motherfucker's name?
that Kramer and them were after.
Yeah, well, that's after them, because
yeah, now after them.
It's clear it's the other way around here.
His last name is Craik. I think his first name is Adam, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, him. So there's that. But here's the good part of this shit. Diggle shows up. And I'm all about Diggle just randomly showing up on other people's shows now.
Yeah, he's like, I got something here for you that just might help stop this war before anyone dies. And I was like, no one has died yet, but they're attacking people in their homes.
None of them have died.
Dig is like, before any of us die.
Yeah, any of the people that I give a shit about, before any of the people I care about die. This does not include you, Chester, because I don't know you. So as much as you fanboy over me when you see me.
Because super fanboy.
Yeah. I don't know you. So if you die, I probably wouldn't care. But.
You know, he like, you know,
just make sure Barry and Caitlin don't die, because they're the only ones I actually know. Well, Iris, but Iris ain't there right there. So
facts. Because, like, you know, Barry also told Caitlin about the dreams he was having. And she was like, well, why don't you go check on her? And I was just like, Caitlin, what? When do you guys ever suggest that Barry go forward or back in time?
Well, that's the thing. Going forward in time hasn't really caused any problems. It was the going back that's really been fucking stuff up. So, you know.
Touche. Yeah. But either way, I'm glad that Barry pointed out that he risked another flashpoint. And considering that I just watched Justice League Dark Apocalypse War, I'm just like, no, mm-hmm. no, don't mm-hmm. go check on Nora. Whatever is in the future for her is destined for her in the future. Don't do it. Because then that's how we get Darkseid.
So it turns out that what Diggle brought was like a trap for the
an entropy trap. You knew I had to write it down. Entropy trap.
Yeah, so basically whatever goes through it like freezes them in time and shit. And yeah.
It was made by Cisco.
Over at Argus, because he just be, you know, up in Argus doing Argus shit now, because that's his thing. Which
explains. And then, you know, Dig is still having his bad headaches. And I'm just like, how long are we going to keep doing this?
Not much longer. Because he clearly said, yeah, I'm handling this now. So.
It's like the equivalent of like, yeah, I got. I have to do my insurance tonight. Okay. I have until tomorrow to up my benefits since going full time, or they will keep them at the shitty benefits I'm at now. So we'll have to do that. I don't know if I do it before 12 or by midnight tomorrow. Whatever. We're here to talk about the Flash. Yeah. It was like Dig is like, I got good insurance now, so now I'm taking this shit serious.
Yeah, basically, that's what happens with all of us. Once we get insurance, like, oh, I can go to the doctor now. So.
That cough I've had for 3 years simultaneously or continuously, I can get it checked out now.
Mm-hmm.
In a side story, Esperanza is trying to go more after black hole bad guys. And Allegra's literally like, I will help you. Could you just wait like a day? A day or two?
Literally like in a couple of days, we can go do this. We don't have to do this right this minute. Like
they're not going anywhere. And she was just like, well, the longer we don't go after them, Prima, the more people they can hurt. And it's just like, sweetheart, they've already hurt a lot of people. 2 days will not change anything.
I also love how when they were speaking Spanish, they translated, you know, in the little subtitles, every word except Prima. Like,
yeah, Prima stayed the same. And it's just like, you'd have to know Spanish to know that Prima meant cousin.
Yeah. Why didn't they translate Prima? Like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, why did you? That's a very odd choice.
Like, I'm about to at them on Twitter and be like, why did y'all translate every word but Prima? Because what if I didn't know that Prima was Spanish for cousin?
Oh, man.
They don't say Allegra's name a lot. So to be honest, I would have sat here and thought that Prima was her fucking name.
Yeah.
If I didn't know otherwise.
Esperanza too. Like, you don't know her real name. Like, you know, they both said the word prima. So it's just like, is that just a little pet name for each other? You don't know. Like, if you don't speak any Spanish, if you don't know prima means cousin, you have no idea.
Exactly. But I'll wrap their story up because it's only one other scene. Yeah, Esper.
What? That's it. Like, it's over. She's done.
I was going to say, Allegra eventually shows up to where Esperanza is, and it's too late anyway.
And now she's dead.
Yeah, and now she's dead. She's burnt up. I don't even
remember. Yeah, she like just, she got like all flary and disintegrates and shit. And,
I didn't understand it, but she's dead. And she was just like, whatever, I'm gonna die. This is whatever to me. And it was like, sis, you didn't have to die.
Yeah, like we literally just saved you last week. And like I said, if you waited a couple days, just wait a couple days. And we'd have took care of this. Like,
well, not last week, the week before. But either way, like,
that wasn't last week.
Her Allegra going after her was the week before.
No, I'm talking about her getting stayed was last week though. Like when she
surgery?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was last week. And it was not anything big either.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, we literally just like, you know, performed this surgery on put you back together on last episode. So like,
and they told you to rest. Now look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
You aren't even recovered all the way yet. You out here just, ugh. And now you're dead. But anyway,
back to Team Flesh. Yeah. They catch a Godspeed, you know, by using a frequency of the other Godspeeds, the one who want his speed, to kind of signal one of the others to come.
To chase him, yeah.
To come chase him. We'll call the good ones Team B, because they showed up second.
Sure.
So they caught one of the Team B and they bring him back. Everyone, like, he's standing in a holding cell. Everyone's waiting for him to start talking. And I was like, do Godspeeds talk? Because they barely do, I feel. And then Barry shows up and all of a sudden he's just like, now I've broken my silence.
Yeah.
They ask what he wants, and they say that this Team B of six of Godspeeds want to stop Team A from taking Barry's speed and giving it to August Hart, who apparently is the OG Godspeed.
Yeah. What does he want with it? Who the fuck knows?
Right. And then Team B Godspeed that they have caught was like, I'm asking you for your help to find him and then kill him. To which Barry continues his speech of, I don't kill. I don't do that. I don't care what they've done. We can talk anything through, which in the past you have not been able to. Defeat
them with the power of love.
Which you really haven't been able to do, but you know what I mean.
We'll hold hands and give them the Care Bear stare. Like we did with old girl with the mirrors. And that's how we defeat bad guys here now.
I feel like that only works in the first Guardians of the Galaxy. Holding hands and singing only works in that movie. Yeah. Anywho, back to Joe and Kramer. They realize that Craik does not know who he's looking for. In that, you know, he did everything to keep Kristen from going into that ambush. And then all of a sudden now he's trying to kill her, which is like, he doesn't know it's you, girl.
Yeah, clearly.
And so they have like a silent plan to catch him.
Yeah. We also find out that the Godspeeds aren't actual metas. You know, so they're using like chemicals and shit. So the little containment thing isn't actually holding them.
The containment cell did not hold him because he was just like, well, if you're not going to help us kill August Hart, anyone who stands in the way will die. He taps into his speed and zooms out of the containment and he breaks the machine that held him to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. Then we have this whole moment where after Barry goes off on Chester, Dig's like, yo, Barry.
That's not how we do this.
What's really good? Talk to me. And he tells him, like, yo, so, you know, family, blah, blah, blah. And Dig will say, then go do what you're going to do for your family. Go to the future. Fuck that shit. And I'm like, you know what, Dig? I respect it because fuck that shit.
I respect it because, you know, I'm just a little taken aback by the amount of people incurred. I mean, I understand going forward has less risk and complications. But I also feel like you go and you come back and that can still change shit in the future.
Mm-hmm. But it hasn't happened yet, so who cares?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, clearly Barry does, the way he's having these fever dreams about Nora.
Yeah.
The way he's all shook up about it. Like, I mean, obviously Barry cares. But I was kind of confused because Allegra was overhearing them talk. And at first I was kind of like, I don't understand. What's the point of Allegra hearing them? And then I realized it's what causes her to go help Esperanza.
For the family thing, yeah.
Which was still too late. Mm. So then...
Cecile's been looking
through the journal. Cecile tells Barry that the Godspeeds... Yes. Because, you know, Barry also told her that he wanted to run ahead. And Cecile was like, Barry... And tells them that, you know, she found some mentioning of August Hart in Nora's journal. And Cecile was going to take Dig and Allegra to be her backup, but they can't find Allegra because she's gone off to do other shit. Dig has another headache and Cecile tries to empath with him. And she was just like, what in the fighting a hurricane nonsense is that?
Yeah, that ain't no goddamn headache, bro. Like...
You got some
shit going on.
Right.
It's one of those things where I kind of feel like they're using the different, you know, multiple Arrowverse episodes to kind of backdoor pilot this Green Lantern thing, and I'm all for it.
As long as it happens. I'm just tired of them playing around with it. Arrow's been off the air for, what, 2 seasons now?
It'll be 2 seasons at the end of this one, I think.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, as of including this, it'd be 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. So then Barry decides that he's going to run ahead to 2049. And when he's in the Speed Force, we see a bunch of Godspeeds up ahead and they try to shock him.
They just knock him out. They just knock him out of the little vortex. He runs like, nah, bro.
You shall not pass.
Yeah, basically. Steel Force helps him out though.
Yeah, because I was just like, and it led Barry to Dion? What the fuck is going on?
He fell into the actual Speed Force.
And so Dion, you know, tells Barry about the Godspeeds feeding off of the Speed Force. And then he also tells Barry that Iris has more than just a cold. And I was just like, are we confirming a pregnancy now? And it was like, nope. She's phasing through time or some shit, whatever it is. She can't stay in one time or whatever, which is probably what's causing Nora to be like, things aren't okay. I keep existing and not existing.
Maybe, but also, like, you know, Nora shows up at the end. She said, oh, no, mom's going to be fine. So it's just like, I don't think that's what the problem is.
I'm sure it's not. I'm just making assumptions based off of the knowledge I was given. Mm-hmm. So Dion is using all his energy to keep her safe and steady. Yay. My Amazon order finally shipped.
Yay.
I got a whole big thing of protein powder for ask me how much.
How much?
$1.84.
That's what's up.
Right? Extreme couponing. but then Iris is also having crazy ass headaches and her eyes are glowing green. And I was just like, is the Green Lantern Corps like trying to recruit all of them? Is that what this is? Is Iris also becoming a Green Lantern person? But anywho, we get back to Dig and Cecile, and he shoots at one of the God's beads and just casually starts fist fighting him.
Yeah.
Because whatever he did stopped him from being Speedy. And then he has another headache, and we hear things like, worlds await. And just when Godspeed's about to, I can't do it because my hand doesn't move fast enough. Speedy hand through him, Frost shows up, and Cecile's like, yo, Caitlin needs to look at you because something is not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I also liked that they gave a little bit of inclination, if you notice underneath his helmet, the
green
light's green, yeah. Mm.
And his suit that he's wearing too has got the green on it instead of the red that he had before.
He's like oozing green.
Mm-hmm.
So
they're not being subtle about it at all.
Yeah, not at all. Because they're like, we know that you guys know that we're going to do this. It's just, are we going to do it this week? Are we going to do it next week? Will it be this season? Will it be next? And it's just like, bitch, I will cut you. Get it over with. Like, Greg, I will cut you. Like, not really. For legal purposes, I don't really mean that.
Dude.
For legal purposes, I don't.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they, Cecile, Dig, and Frost, they go to the last lead they have. They see this homeless dude hiding next to a dumpster. Like, who is this motherfucker? They don't know who that motherfucker is. Like, you got to come with me. Like, I can't. This place is important. Blah, blah, blah. Right. But clearly it wasn't like, too important because they brought him back anyway. So,
right. Because he's like, I also don't know who I am, but this place is definitely importante.
Oh, Tampa Bay Lightning back won at the Stanley Cup.
Who?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh, nice. Congrats to Tampa Bay. I'm not big on hockey, but congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Back at the labs, Chester and Caitlin realize something is going wrong because Barry didn't instantly come back, and then Barry all of a sudden snaps back because I'm assuming Dion sent him back, because at first Barry asked Dion to send him to 2049 and Dion was like, I don't have strength for that, boo, I'm trying to protect mom.
Yeah.
I wonder if Nora is aware that she has four other siblings who technically aren't her siblings, but they are.
Interesting question. Maybe.
There's six Barry
of
comes,
them now.
You know, could you imagine?
Six kids? Well, no.
I'll go further into that once we get to the end of the episode. But anywho, so Barry comes back and he tells them it's not Nora that's the problem. It's Iris. So we're back with Kramer and Joe. They trap Craig, you know, because he thinks that he caught Kramer, but in actuality, they caught him. And we find out that he is immortal. He has died at least 17 times. He don't give a fuck about anything else. But the interesting part is he asked Kramer, who was she? Because he said Kramer died in that attack.
Yeah, so either she actually did die or he just believes that she died. We'll find out.
Or Kramer may also be a meta. She just may not be aware of it.
Perhaps.
That's just something I thought. I was just like, we don't really deal with undead people too much on the CW verse like that, unless it's like Legends. But like something like, might she also be an immortal meta? She just doesn't know it. Anywho, she doesn't she wants to know why he does what he does, and he tells her that he kills for money, but he gives half of what he makes back to the reservation.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's not sorry. She's ready to kill him. And Joe tells her he's not worth it. And I'm assuming that they just leave. And I'm just like, how? How does he just let you go now that you know his identity? He has a meta power. Like, I don't understand.
Because he don't give a fuck.
But exactly. So my thing would just be like, I understand, Joe, you saying he's not worth it. But what's now to stop him from coming after us? Because now he knows us and knows that we know.
The fact that he doesn't care.
I guess. I don't know. Just for me, that would be a loose end. But
it is.
I digress. Back at Star Labs, Caitlin and Chester, you know, talking with Moore, with Barry about the situation with Iris. And they're like, yeah, she's safest with Dion because Steel Force can, you know, can definitely protect her based off what we've seen him do. Mm-hmm. Also, they were like, the war is about to ton up because Godspeeds are turning up probably every 90 minutes now. Mm-hmm. Or can turn up within 90 minutes as opposed to 9 hours. They did a brain scan on this dude, the homeless dude that they found, and they were just like, there are certain memory cells, I don't remember what they're called, science shit.
Doesn't matter, technobabble. Right.
You know, science shit are still in his brain, they're just not active, and they want to try injecting some kind of black matter compound to see if it will temporarily reactivate those cells so that he could at least tell us who he is and why that house is so fucking important. Mm-hmm. Dig tells Barry that he's gonna leave because he has to take care of some stuff that he's been putting off. We see a flashback to, that was the finale of Arrow, right?
Yep.
Alluding to more Green Lantern stuff because I feel like Dig is as tired as we are of dealing with headaches. Or watching him deal with headaches with no explanation.
Definitely.
They inject this dude with the black matter compound with his consent, because he was awake. And Cecile immediately asks his name, like, what's your name? And he's just like, ooh, 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 kind of like me. and he goes, it's August. And then we figure out that this is August Hart. This is the real Godspeed. And I'm just like, really? Because he looks like a loser. And so this is the real Godspeed. And I feel like he's been knocked back out. Or I feel like he passed back out, whatever. Nora runs back. She's here physically. And she's like, yeah, mom's fine. We're all fine. And Barry's like, we? You mean like you and Iris, right? And she's like, nah. Meet your son, Bart.
Look at the bro.
And he was like, hey, Pops, what's up, Pops? Can I call you Pops yet? You like that in the future? Do you like it now? And it's just, and Barry just looks overwhelmed.
Like, twins? There's two of you? Look, shit.
It's the same thing I told my friend when he told me he was having a set of twins, even though we were like 20 and in college. And I said, that is a lot. That is twice of everything at the same time.
I forgot who it was. Oh, it was Hannibal Buress. He was saying, like, if he decided, like, if, you know, he's having kids and he finds out that they're having triplets, they got to give one away. Like, he's like, I'm not keeping three of the same baby. I'm just not doing it.
One duplicate is enough. Three like, is a lot.
And I'm like, you know, like, I can't be mad at that. Because you're right. Why do you need three of the same baby?
So it's like, I'm trying to feel for Barry. Because like, we started the season off with four hypothetical children, right?
Yeah.
Because they're not really his. They're just really kind of like energy broken down into four different humans. Well, except for three different humans, because the Speed Force is really just still using Barry's dead mother's body for whatever reason that is.
Yeah, yeah. They were like saying they created the Speed Force, but the Speed Force, I don't think they really created her. Well, whatever. We'll go with it.
Yeah, so we'll say three to four hypothetical children. On top of the one child you already knew was a given in the future, now to find out. God, I feel bad for Iris, because now to find out you've wrecked Iris's uterus even further with two. Two.
This Nora seems a lot happier, too. Like, she seems a lot more bubbly.
I could imagine, well, from what we can remember from the season that Nora was in, thinking back on her relationship with Iris as to how things were because the Flash disappeared, I feel like having a twin brother, or possibly like now that Barry hasn't disappeared, you know, I would be significantly happy too.
Yeah, she's clearly a lot happier now. Like you said, she has an actual family, so it's not just
seems
her.
Like that's all she wanted to begin with. Yeah. It doesn't seem like Iris is dampening their powers because Barry's not gone. Yeah. It's a good time.
It is.
At the family reunion, we introduced. I miss that show so much.
But yeah, we got two more episodes left. Two-part finale. Yeah. That's it. But yeah, that's it for The Flash. Mara, who's winning?
I have who's winning. Nora?
Interesting choice.
I mean, I could also say like Joe, because he didn't die. I'm trying to think if anyone distinctly was actually winning. But I'm gonna stick with Nora, because I guess the kids are all right.
Okay. I'm going to go with Bart for making his debut, you know?
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with Bart, but he made his debut. He's like, you know, you ain't never seen me before. Here I am. What up, Pop? Who's losing?
Esperanza, hands down.
Oh, yeah, she did. So, yeah.
I was going to, like, I also wanted to be like maybe Allegra because she lost her cousin, but Esperanza lost her life.
Yeah. Solid.
I do have a small few things of trivia that I got to look up.
Okay.
Let me just pull that up real quick, because I like doing this. I like looking up these little fun facts about the episodes, because someone's doing the work for me to look this stuff up. So as we should all probably, well, I won't say we should all probably know. So this episode title is an abbreviation, so I won't call it POW. It is POW. Which stands for Prisoner of War. I'm unclear on who the prisoner is. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
True. So, as mentioned by John Diggles, the events of this episode take place sometime after Rebirth, when he visited Gotham City, letting you know what era of the comics we are in now. After the imprisoned Godspeed escapes the pipeline, Barry says, "We thought we were interrogating him. He was interrogating us." And this is very similar to Barry's line from the end of the episode, The Trap, from season one, episode 20, where it was, "We thought we set the trap for him, but he set a trap for us," alluding to Reverse Flash. Mm-hmm. When Diggle shot one of the Godspeeds with nanites and says, "Nanites, courtesy of Ray Palmer," this was a reference to Oliver Queen lines from episode Rogue Air, which is the second episode to reference this phrase, the first being Elseworlds Part 1. Diggle references the events of season 6 in Arrow, where he suited up as Green Arrow to protect Oliver's identity. Nora only has purple lightning now, Bart has yellow, it's likely due to them being twins that caused the lightning color split. Mm-hmm. Here we go. So this is what we were talking about before. Barry worries that going into the future will cause another flashpoint. However, he has it backwards. Only changing the past, like saving his mother and imprisoning Thawne, would do that. Whatever causes the Godspeed army in the future, Godspeed army to start is in the future, so he can prevent it and keep the present unaffected. And so a goof here would be in the official press release for the episode, Kristen Kramer's first name is misspelled, and Cecile mentioned that the events in this episode take place in 2021. However, the events of Masquerade, which takes place roughly 4 weeks after Mother, was set in mid-2020, making this statement unlikely. And those are your fun facts for this episode. I'm going to keep doing this because I'm enjoying this a lot.
Pandemic fuck ups. But yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. That'll be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. Do not forget you can follow us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at T-H-E-C-R-E-A-T-I-A World. You can also follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Sir_Cussalot. That is at Sir_Cussalott. Mara, where can they find you?
On Instagram and Twitter at Mara the Shark, MaraDaSharK.
You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/creationworld. We also have a Facebook group for this particular podcast. Mara, what's that Facebook group?
facebook.com/groups/superflashyarrowoftomorrow.
Also, subscribe to the Patreon. Get some cool stuff early on. You know, get it a month in advance for $1. Great shit. Also,
we have a companion show for this.
Yeah, we do. Multiverse. Check it out. Also, if you're a wrestling fan, check out Smacking It Raw every week with the Warden Matt Ritter and Vince Daddy Delgado. Great show every week. There's a little special thing on Patreon for those of you who like old school wrestling as well. Just for $1, you get those episodes early. Also, let's see. Yeah, subscribe to the YouTube. It's free. Hit the subscribe button. Link is in the description. Just hit the subscribe button. Do that.
Don't have to put on notifications. Just subscribe.
Yeah. Huh. I think that'll be it. We'll catch y'all next week. Until then, we out.
Bye.